The church as the body of Christ. Ephesians 1:22-23. And he subjected all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. All the items of truth in the Bible are the riches of Christ to be our inheritance. As a Christian, we gradually advance in our vision and experience. We might go through the following steps of revelation. First, seeing the Christ, the Son of the living God. Second, seeing his all-inclusive death and appreciating and enjoying his eternal redemption. Third, seeing his resurrection from the dead with his becoming the life-giving spirit to come live in us. Fourth, realizing our union with him both moment by moment and eternally. Fifth, arriving at seeing his forming of the church as his body. This advancement, this recovery, is the Lord's recovery of so many truths, not only in our knowledge but also in our experience. When the church is revealed as the body of Christ, it means that the church has the life of Christ. Any part that has your life flowing through it is a part of your body. Conversely, if you suffered the severance of one of your body parts, say your little finger, then the cells of that little finger would quickly die and your little finger would cease from being a part of your body. If a group of people have not believed in the Lord, if they have not received his divine life into their human spirit, they are not the church. By definition, they cannot be a part of the body of Christ. How did you become a member of the body of Christ? You received the Lord Jesus Christ to be your life. Any form of human organization cannot produce the body of Christ. Only the dispensing of Christ's life produces the body of Christ. This is why it is crucial for believers to focus on the divine life of God and seek to experience and enjoy this life. In your personal time with the Lord, seek the experience of life. This is not just for beginning Christians, but for all Christians. For in partaking of the divine life, we are undeniably and in reality the body of Christ. Enjoy reading the lyrics of the song based on the 2014 Elders and Responsible Ones training. Jacob saw the vision of a dream in Bethel. Moses saw the vision on the mountain. Do tell. David saw the vision of the holy temple. Ezekiel saw the vision of the house. Then John saw the vision of the new Jerusalem. Well, it's God dispensed and God built into men. We need a vision, so we open to the Lord, seeking revelation in the Holy Word, turning to the Spirit for the building of the church. The church is the fullness of the one. Zechariah's vision was for God's recovery. Daniel had a vision of Christ in victory. Paul and Peter's vision of the building of the body complete the revelation of the age.